we are extremely concerned about the grid situation in Kakuma Republika, where sporadic disturbances that began a week ago have so far claimed around 8 lives. The violence started on Tuesday when we received reports that a girl had been raped, and then fighting started between two ethnic groups from South Sudan. The police intervened and calm somehow was restored, though tension was very high still. But then the problem again is that there was further problems again over the weekend when a child was hit by a bicycle taxi, and again conflict started where other refugees lost their lives.
You say that 8 people have lost their life in these clashes. Now, within these 8 people, how many South Sudanese have been involved or killed?
Around 4 Southern Sudanese, and then the rest are from Democratic Republic of Congo and Burundi.
We're getting reports that also the police in Kenya have contributed to the fighting where they shot someone.
No, that is some information that I'm not aware of. I know that the police in Kenya have somehow restored calm. A number of arrests have been made and investigations are going on. They've also emphasized the need for refugees to respect the law of the land. I wouldn't say at this point that that police in Kenya have contributed to this. On the other hand, we work closely with security personnel that have managed to restore order. And as I speak to you now, calm has been restored.
Yes, you said calm has been restored to Kakuma refugee camp. Now, tell us, what is the United Nations doing in order to at least, these kind of incidents don't repeat themselves?
What we are doing is we're working very closely with the refugee leadership in Kakuma, all the communities. And we are working with them and telling them to sensitize their people, to make them know that there's need for peaceful coexistence. And we are also working with the government officials to make the refugees know that there's no way they can be allowed to take laws into their hands. So consultations are going on. We are working with the government officials and we are working with the refugee leadership to ensure that this kind of thing does not take place again.
Is there something like counseling that is taking place in the camp, maybe to try to calm down the hostilities that these refugees have?
Counseling is something that has been ongoing. We are very, very, very aware that most of the refugees who come to the camps here are running away because of conflict. Some of them have gone through very, very trying moments, and therefore, one of the things we do when refugees get to the camps is to take them through counseling sessions. We have different agencies that specialize in counseling sessions, and therefore, we link them up with these agencies to assist in some counseling.
Now, if you have to describe for us the situation at the moment in Kakuma refugee camp, apart from the security situation itself, but the general situation of these refugees, South Sudanese and the rest of the other refugees from other countries, how will you describe Kakuma refugee camp at the moment?
At the moment, the main challenge we have in Kakuma refugee camp is the issue of congestion. We have more than 178,000 refugees in Kakuma, a camp that really should only hold slightly more than 100,000 refugees. So the issue of congestion definitely is an issue. And this comes with the old issues of resources and also in terms of sanitation and shelter. We've been holding discussions with the county government to give us some land so that we can decongest Kakuma refugee camp. Negotiations are on and we are hoping that soon we'll be able to get land so that we can decongest the camp.
Yes, now some reports that some refugees have been collected from their houses, taken to police stations and tortured. And the refugee, we talked to one of the chief of the refugees there, is calling on the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugee to follow this, at least for those people to be released. Do you have any information on this?
We have not heard reports of people being tortured. We've heard about people being arrested, people who are suspected to have contributed towards this conflict. They'll be arraigned in court like any other affected person. And then if they are found guilty, then definitely action has to be taken. But we know that so far what has happened is that a few refugees have moved from where they were living and have moved to states closer to the police post because of security reasons.
If you have to send a message out there to the refugee and to the countries where these refugees come from, what would you like to say?
I think what we'll say is that we appeal for calm. We ask refugees to promote peaceful coexistence amongst all the communities because life has to go on. People have run away from the country because of insecurity, and it's only proper that we maintain security in countries of asylum.